Fishermen in Gaza have been constantly suffering under the Israeli blockade of Gaza and have paid a huge price for that.
Palestinian fishermen will pitch a protest tent in Gaza seaport, the structure which will stand for 3 days and be decorated with pictures of fishermen attacked or captured by the Israeli Navy is a demonstration against Israeli naval blockade of the Gaza Strip.
Fishermen, along with the representatives from fishing and human rights organizations and Palestinian international supporters, organized a sit-in in tents under the name of Free Gaza Sea in the Gaza Sea port to stand in solidarity with fishermen and call for their basic rights the Israeli occupation has taken away.
My boat has been targeted before by a missile and I was detained for 96 hours at Ashdod Seaport. In 2004, I was with my son on my boat when the Israeli forces shot at us without a warning, which almost killed my son. Our situation as fishermen is difficult, as we're not allowed to cross 6 nautical miles.
The Ministry of Transport and Communications in Gaza has estimated that the losses of Gaza port stood at $300,000 in the last disastrous cold front. It had previously warned of the inefficient breakwater due to the Israeli prevention of entering cement to strengthen it.
Our campaign, the Mizan Center, has been launched with the cooperation with other institutes. This campaign will last for 3 days, which will help protect the fishermen and defend them against the Israeli violation. We have been defending the fishermen for the past 4 years.
Human rights organizations have repeatedly condemned Israel's massive violations against Palestinian fishermen. Fishermen in Gaza are urging human rights groups and international organizations to support them in their bid to free Gaza waters. This will let the fishermen enjoy their fundamental right to sail freely. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.